What did you know of Denison before you found out that he'd got a settlement block here?
Nothing. Simple as that. And I had nothing to do with irrigation at all.
Perhaps to you, Mary, your husband Vic was also a soldier who came back from the Second World War. When you found out that you'd got a block here, was it a sense of excitement?
Oh, you can't believe it. Wild with excitement, yeah. Yes, even though I didn't know where it was.
It must have been, I guess, a completely new chapter in your life to move to a new place, start up a new farm, a new business.
Well, we came here in 1958, and I loved it then, and I still love it. It's the most wonderful place. I just love it.
What were your initial impressions when you arrived here? Because your husband was already here and you came to join him.
Well, there was no electricity and no phone, and we arrived about 9 o'clock at night with a brand new baby. So my husband was deadbeat, so he went to bed, and so then, yeah, how do I heat up these things? Oh, yeah, it was, and then before I was even out of bed the next morning, the guy came to fit in the machines on the dairy. Yeah, and so what does one feed a guy when you don't even know what's in the ice chest? Yeah, so it was an exciting time.
And there was a lot to get used to then, because you had a dairy, you had cows that had to be milked, and you were very much a part of that.
Yeah, I milked for 30 years, yeah. Like everything, you were young and you took it in your stride. It was just big adventure, yeah.
Mary, you were showing us some photos before of what the dairy was like when you first moved here. I imagine it would have been a very different life to modern-day dairy farming today.
Well, look at the photo, nearly laughing at the size of it. I had forgotten how small it was, and yet we had three panels. Kept you busy when you're milking by yourself, I can tell you. But, you know, farming's farming. You take it in your stride.
What sort of contribution do you think the soldier settlers made to the Nambrook-Denison area in their time here and, I guess, in the generations that they've left behind?
The amount of people that came into the district must have made tremendous difference to the schools, even to the little, well, the towns, because by this time everyone had cars. And I can imagine it did, made a big difference.
Well, they've made a big contribution when you think of 138 farms, and then you get husband and wife on top of that, add for about four children each family, you're getting a lot of people then.
Has it been a good life being a soldier settler? Or is this an opportunity that you wouldn't have had otherwise?
Well, I think it probably would have been, yes, because we were all of a similar age. There wasn't much difference in our ages. And also we'd all had war experience from Army, Navy and Air Force, and some of them, as mentioned, prisoners of war. And so it brought us together pretty close, a very close knit family, really. Yeah.
Yes, it was an opportunity that we would not have had, because to buy your own farm, it's a lot of money. So the interest was very good on the soldier settlement farm. So for us, it was just heaven on earth, it was. We just loved it.
And it's been a good life on the farm?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a born farmer. I can't help it.